May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable in O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For much of my professional life and time in business, as well as later in church ministry and on General Synod, I have unashamedly been involved in overtly promoting the cause of women. And this year, there has been much said about women in the workplace, the inbuilt pay discrimination against them, the sexual abuse of women, particularly in the film and modeling industry. And against this background, we have a woman working as monarch, a woman and a friend working as prime minister, a woman working as commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, a woman working as London Fire Commissioner, and of course, in the church, women have also been making tangible progress, though despite my prayers, I very much doubt the next Bishop of London will be a woman. So I wonder what it would have been like if it had been three female shepherds called to witness the birth of Jesus Christ. They would probably have arrived on time, helped deliver the baby, thoroughly cleaned the stable after relocating all the livestock, brought with them practical gifts for a new mother, and perhaps a warming and nourishing lamb casserole, rather than just the lamb. Or maybe three wise women attending instead of the three wise men. No doubt they too would have carefully planned their route in advance without deviating off to rather stupidly ask evil Herod for directions, an act that would directly lead to the massacre of the innocents. Not so clever. Let's face it. The three wise men don't really seem very wise at all. I mean, if you or I heard that a friend or a family member had unexpectedly had a baby, would you immediately dash out to the bank to purchase some gold or to Boots to stock up on frankincense and myrrh? They would hardly be top of a practical shopping list or representing the pressing needs of Mary and Joseph, or the baby. In fact, I had a similar experience last year, when my daughter had to suddenly leave her employment, dash by taxi to hospital in Tooting, and rather unexpectedly produced her identical twin boys fully 3 months before they were due. As luck would have it, just as my daughter was admitted to hospital, I was presiding here, giving my very first Eucharist service as an ordained priest. My husband thoughtfully waited until the end of the service before alerting me to the developing situation. You can imagine how I felt. Arriving in Tooting, my role in Marks and Spencer and mother care was to cater for her immediate needs. And no, gold, frankincense, and myrrh were not on my shopping list then, although I have subsequently purchased gold for each of the twins. There are 1,001 things more practical and useful for a first-time mum finding herself unexpectedly giving birth. Pajamas, baby clothes, nappies, towels, bibs, the list could go on and on. But in our reading of Matthew 2:11, we hear these familiar words. And going on into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. But why on earth did the wise men or magi bring these particular gifts? Well, there is a narrative being played out within the gospel, and each of the gifts tell the story of the baby. These are therefore gospel gifts. The first one is obvious enough. Gold for a king. It reflects the question the wise men asked when they arrived in Jerusalem at the royal palace. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? Herod wasn't particularly pleased by that question. He thought he was the king. But even from his birth, Jesus is king of the Jews. The gold shows that in Jesus is the king. Next, we have the frankincense. This was a sign of divinity, the sign that this is no ordinary baby, that this is God who has come. In the Old Testament, frankincense was used in the temple offerings. In fact, it was only to be used in the temple. You won't find it in Superdrug or Boots alongside the bottles of Dior or Old Spice. This baby is a king, but he is also God with us. Emmanuel, as shown by the frankincense. So what about the third? Myrrh is perhaps the strangest of the three gifts. Sometime you might have gone into a candle shop or a department of a store specializing in selling perfumed candles or fragrant bath soaps. The blend of smells and fragrances can be overpowering. In these kind of shops, you find all sorts of smells, the familiar seasonal Christmas ones of cinnamon, nutmeg, or spiced orange, the regular ones like lavender or lemon. But you definitely wouldn't choose to buy myrrh as a fragrance. Myrrh was the smell of death. It was used in burial rituals. Mixed with alloys, it would never be used when Jesus was placed. It would be used, sorry. When Jesus was placed in a tomb after the crucifixion. So even as a little baby, the wise men are to bring a reminder that Jesus was born to die. He would die in our place to take away our sins and to give us pardon and peace. Yet this is the good news of Christmas, as the wise men bring these strange and yet appropriate gifts. Perhaps they were wiser than we thought. And wiser still, they fell down and worshipped him. The baby, the king over us, who is God with us, who will die for us. And the gifts summarize the gospel story. Jesus is the king. Will you surrender to him? Jesus is God. Will you worship him? Jesus is the one who died and rose again for your sins. Will you take refuge in his sacrifice? Wise men and wise women worship Jesus. If we are truly wise this Christmas, we will want to ourselves worship Jesus, to again receive God's fabulous gift to each one of us, to bow before him. Of course, many today wish to take the Christ out of Christmas. What are we left with then? M&S? Marks and Spencer? Marketing and spending? Merchandising and selling? Are they perhaps placing Father Christmas and his gifts at the center of their belief system instead? More acquisition Santa? Male or female? When Black Friday has perhaps become more important in your life than Good Friday, perhaps you too need to take stock of your priorities and your wisdom. And there is no better time to do this than in Advent. Have a very happy Christmas.